My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest thing, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. I believe that's what it is all about. It's real good to be here with you this evening. Thank you for inviting me here. Yes, there was a tragedy and it's still going on down in the Southlands. We're praying for them, and I'm sure that you all are very much so concerned about those there. And I would just like to say a few things before we deal with the Word of God in specifics. Well, there are people that are close to me that are down there in that area. I got a grandson who will be going back to Georgia, and so I just asked that y'all might continue to pray for that work down there that needs your prayers so very, very much. God is gracious. He's good. He's lovable. He's very, very kind with us. Just want to say a few things, though, and again, let me address it in this manner, that thank you for coming in and for doing the work along with us. I know it's real good for me to look out over there. I can see certain ones that have been there working with us, Jesse. I don't know why I said the word Jesse. That wasn't what I meant to say, Jeff. I meant to say your name. Jeff is in there, and is your wife, my wife, and we have been doing some work among the children in the inner city. And not only are we doing that, we are also putting up a building at the same time. And there are some things that I would like for you all to pray about. And one of the things that I would like for you to pray about is as we continue our work during the fall of the year and during the winter time, that we might be gathering in and bringing in more of these children. There has been some response as far as salvation is concerned, and we wish to thank you all for praying. If it were not for you all doing that, I'm sure that we would not have the success that we are having at this particular time. But there are still other things that are not going on as smoothly as we would like to see going on. And one of the things is that we are putting up a building there, and it's not going as smooth as we would like for it to go. The city of Buffalo causes some problems, and then there are other things that creates problems as well. And so I would ask that you all might pray concerning that, that we might be able to get some help as far as the electrical situation, as far as the plumbing situation, as far as the finish of the building itself. The outside of it is kind of complete, but there's nothing really on the inside. I think we have half of the floor put there. And so that is for the boys and girls. You all know some of the things that we do. Some of the things that we do, we try to feed, help to feed people of the community there. And so we give out monthly about 300 to 400 bags of food. And so we ask that you all might continue to pray for that. And not only that, we also give out clothing. God is gracious and He's good. All of a sudden, after we closed on the 25th of August, and we had a real lovable time. The boys and girls, they did some wonderful things because they were taught the Word of God. And what they did, they kind of showed off with their learning ability. To see little kids that 5 years old that can quote the 8th Psalm is something else. And so I wish to thank Jeff for all of that that he did in working along with us to get those kids to be able to do that very thing. I don't know how many of us can quote the 8th Psalm without looking at the Bible itself. But be that as it may, we have some little ones. And not only that, but we have some four-year-olders, which we don't push for the four-year-olders, but it was just something that happened that was, well, just fine. They came, and do you know what? They learned just like the others. They can't read, but with us going over and over and over and over the scriptures, they learned them just as well as the others. And so we had a glorious time with them. They are always a good thing to deal with these little ones. And one of the things that just thrilled my heart, I don't believe Jeff was there that day, that we were singing after we had finished going through the scriptures about "Into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus." And one little girl, she came up after I had said that if anyone wanted to talk to me, they could come up and talk. And she came up and she talked to me. Jeff, can you tell me her name?
That was Yan Tia.
Yeah, Yan Tia. Some of these names are hard for me to pronounce. Yan Tia. Yeah, she came up and there had been several of us talking with her, and she came to that place of acknowledging the Lord Jesus Christ as her own personal Savior. Now she did that. And then she went home. And going home, the next day, her grandfather came up to talk to us about her decision that she made. And I thought it was just grand. She only lived down the street from us, and so we are going to have a good opportunity of continually working with her in particular. Okay? Because he was concerned. He wanted to know more about us. One of the things that he knew about us is that we love the Lord Jesus Christ and we're going to present him regardless of what. And so that was one that I knew in specific that asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their lives. And then one of the girls that was working, one of the older ones, Glenda. Jeff, I can't think of her name. The girl. That Glenda. Mom, can you tell me?
Talk about
Fabre. Yeah, Fabre. That's it. Fabre. She was leaving the area and going south. She was going to Georgia. And during that time, she wasn't sure of salvation. And then Glenda brought her to me, and we sat down, and we had about 15, 20 minutes of talking. And as we were talking, her mother came up, and she said, "Mother, I understand what it means to be saved at this particular time." Why? Because we had talked to her about believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. "But as many as received him, to them gave he the right or the power to become children of God or the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." And so thus, this is what she did. And she said that she would keep in touch with us by writing to us. And so we have had a good time dealing with the children. But we also have taught them songs. That 100th Psalm is something else that they sing. I enjoy it very, very much. And I don't know whether you all know it or not, but I know that we have two or three of them here.
That's where I learned it, Father. I learned it here.
So
I shared it with them, and now they know it.
Okay. Okay, they all know it. That's a beautiful thing. I wonder if y'all could sing that song for me.
Into the Lord, all ye lands.
Let the Lord, the Lord of God,
come before His presence with singing. Hallelujah, the Lord is God. It is He that hath made us, and not to be ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. And entering into His courts with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. O Lord, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and the truth endureth, and the truth endureth generation. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. You know, I'm glad that they sung that song, and not only that, but we believe that we have left at least 60 to 70 children that knows that kind of thing. You all, on account of you and on account of your prayers, you have helped us to reach out. And I'm sure that you are helping us as you pray for us that that building might be up, because we are going to even do more than what we are doing at this present time. The Lord is gracious, and so therefore we need your prayers, okay? So if you will, pray much for us. I am up in age, y'all, and I'm sure that all of y'all know about it, because I know that Brother David, he comes in and sometimes he says, I wish I could do like you. He does fine. Does a tremendous job of what he does. A good soul winner. And we do bless the Lord for all of His goodness. Now, you see, this is what we had as far as the eighth psalm was concerned. And we went over this. How many of us in here know the eighth psalm? Right, I see two. Right. So, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who has set your glory above the heavens. Now, this is from the New King James Version. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Do you believe little kids like that can say this? Well, they can do it. And we are thankful that God has worked it out in that manner. It is something, isn't it, to know that God thought upon us. I know there are things going on wrong down in Louisiana and in Alabama, those places. But as you think of what God has done, He makes a comparison here. And this thing here, it just thrills me, because when I think of it, when he says this tremendous word, they're tremendous to me. He says, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him. Why? Because he had just looked at something here. Because it says, look who God is. He's excellent. He's excellent in all the earth. That's what he's saying about him. He said, who have set your glory above the heavens? And then he tells us concerning babes and nursing infants. You ordained strength. For what purpose? Because of the enemies. He tells them concerning this very thing. And what he is saying, so what he is saying to them here, making a comparison now, there he has some enemies. Now, since God is such a holy God, an excellent God, no one like him. No one like him because he is thrice holy. And being thrice holy, oh my, just to think of what he has done, and he compares this. And he says, what is man? Does he have anything? No. Do you know what? He rebelled against God, didn't he? In the garden of Eden. He rebelled against God. So man has nothing to offer as far as that is concerned. So then, why should God then think on me? One of the great things that God has done in this manner is, this is the way I see him thinking of it. Because he has said that when I came to the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Lord Jesus Christ came within my life. And when he came within my life, he brought me into the body of Christ. But I want you to understand very, very strongly how I think on this, because I think it's definitely scripture. When we hear what God has done in the genealogy of Joseph there in Matthew, it's something. Because he's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ coming into this world. Yes, and as he comes into this world, and I'm sure that we all know this. You all don't mind quoting it for me, do you? That is Matthew 1:18. Can we say it together? Sure, we all know that, don't we? You are about to call his name Jesus. Right, didn't I say that? I'm sorry, I messed that up. That's my fault. It was 121 and 123, 121. That's what I was thinking about. That's strong stuff, y'all. That's real good. You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. But in 23 it says something else, doesn't it, David? Right, what does it say in verse 23? Being interpreted, God with us. So here then is what we see in Psalms 8, right, that we are talking about. Because if you go over to Hebrews, and I'm sure that it tells us concerning that. Now, y'all don't mind me going on like this, do you? Because I think it's fine. Okay, in Hebrews chapter 2, I'm sure that we have it here. This is real good stuff, y'all. This is a rejoicing that we have here. Just listen to that. Oh. I'm going to start at verse 6 here. He says, but one testified in a certain place, saying, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you take care of him? You have made him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned him with glory and honor,
and set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we do not yet see all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. So Psalm 8 then is telling us concerning our glorious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who was, as we have just said, what is man that you are mindful of him? The main thing is that God became man through the Lord Jesus Christ. And here we have him, right? And he came for the purpose of taking you and me and bringing us into right relationship with him, rejoicing over the fact that God is in us through the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you all to understand this real strongly, because sometimes I do run into some problems with people because they are thinking from a human standpoint. But remember that it is the Holy Spirit of God that brought us into right relationship with God. And he has taken up his abode within us so that we can walk the way God wants us to walk, so that we can talk the way he wants us to talk. So it is he then that plows into the heart. He is the one who testifies to the fact that Jesus Christ is God manifest in the flesh. Not only that, but in his redeeming work, the Holy Spirit does that very thing. And so this is who we have, the Holy Spirit then, who works in our aspect, bringing us into right relationship with God, so that we can rejoice in the fullness of what God has accomplished in the person of Jesus Christ. You know what? I'm glad that I'm saved. Aren't you? Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I cannot help but preach the gospel at all times. So, it's a joyful time that we have with you. And I want you to continue to be praying for us, because we will soon be hitting the street once again, trying our level best to awaken our people, or the people, to the Lord Jesus Christ. We hear a lot of things, God knows I can't condemn anyone. They say that they love the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you can look and you can see that there's a whole lot of things that is going on that is absolutely contrary to what the Word of God says. But they say, we believe in Jesus. We're looking for miracles. We're looking for all of these kind of things. And you all know that we are right in the midst of these things. They are there all around us. And this is the reason why I need your prayers in a strong way for us there in the city of Buffalo. It's there. And so I would ask of you to pray much for us as we try our best to reach the city of Buffalo with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have prayed. So therefore, you see that I am on WDCX radio for that purpose. We are trying our level best to reach the city there. And I believe I heard David speaking a little while ago about reaching out with the with shortwave radio. We are on shortwave as well. And so I just want you to know that this is what we are out trying to do, is to reach everyone with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, again, I want to thank you. But again, I want you all to know how much we love the Lord Jesus Christ. I wish I was back a little bit younger, but I'm not. The Lord has brought me to here, and here I am, trying my level best to make sure that people receive the gospel. You know, it's just good to see that some of the things that we do, not only here in this area, but also it goes to different areas. I've heard about Africa in certain ways. There are things that are continually going on and people are being helped. That's because we do have something going on in the city of Buffalo. We call it GEF, Gospel Expansion Foundation. Yeah. Okay? So keep praying, please, because there's a house next door that we wish to have. It has not come into our hands as yet, but I ask that you might pray for us. And we would like to see you come in sometime and just come in and take a look around and just to take a look and see what's going on. And I believe that God will bless you real good as you come in and see us doing the work that God wants done. May I just say this, please? There was Rose, she came in too, and there was a number of them that came in, and they just had a glorious time with us. And we served some good meals, don't we, Sister T? You can bow your head if you can't speak out. don't we, Grace? Sure we do. So they have been there. They have eaten along with us, don't they, David? So we have had some good times together. Yo, thank you again for being so gracious by inviting me out here to be with you. So shall we just close in a word of prayer?